In West Africa, the Ebola virus is still claiming lives at an alarming rate. The death toll is nearing 900. Today, the World Health Organization is holding an emergency session to decide what it can do to contain that virus. One epicenter of the outbreak is the country of Sierra Leone, and NPR's Ophebia Quist-Arkton is there.
In all Sierra Leone's local languages, Ebola awareness announcements are being played repeatedly on the radio and on loudspeakers up and down Freetown, the pretty but ramshackle oceanfront capital with its hills and colourfully painted old wooden houses. President Ernest Bai Koroma has ordered troops and security forces to enforce strict new measures, including the quarantine of homes and zones where Ebola has been detected, especially in hard-hit eastern Sierra Leone. He addressed the nation on Monday, declared a stay-at-home day for national prayer, reflection and education.
We are a nation of prayers. Ebola is real. This is a collective fight. The very essence of our nation is at stake.
I'm in downtown Freetown. Let's find out from Sierra Leoneans what they feel about Ebola and about the president's announcement of a public health emergency.
Good afternoon, ma'am. Can I ask your name, please?
Yellow Papas.
What are your views on Ebola?
Ebola, anyway, it's a bad sick.
Ebola is a very dangerous or terrible disease, we've been told. We've been told there's no cure for it. And because of all the fright around it, we're even afraid of reporting ourselves to the hospital. My daughter fell sick recently, and I was so frightened that I didn't take her to the hospital. Whatever ailment comes our way now, they say it's Ebola. So we're all frightened.
But there's a strong dose of Ebola skeptics, those who don't believe the virus exists at all. This young woman, Zainab Koroma, a street hawker, is adamant there's no such thing as Ebola.
I do not believe that Ebola exists because none of my family members has been affected by it.
So what do you think people are dying from here in Sierra Leone?
My colleague Olina, they say Ebola.
When you get sick of cholera, they say it's Ebola. When your body temperature rises or increases a bit, they say it's Ebola. So I do not honestly believe Ebola exists. There may be lots of other illnesses killing people.
That's one of the challenges facing Sierra Leone, trying to convince the nation that Ebola is real, Ebola is here, and Ebola kills, as one poster reads. Some people do survive if they receive medical care as soon as they fall sick. The case of 32-year-old Saudata Koroma transfixed the nation late last month. She was brought to this faded blue government hospital in Freetown, feeling unwell, and was admitted. The doctor in charge of the hospital, Amadou Cisse, takes up the story.
Yes, we are suspicious that she had Ebola. Prior to the arrival of the test results, the relatives of the patient, they stormed this hospital and then took the patient away. And then when the results came, we knew she had Ebola. We had to trace the patient. And we succeeded in tracking her down. Unfortunately, on the way to Kailan, she died.
Dr. Cisse says the case and death of Saudata Koroma shows that Sierra Leoneans need more counselling and education.
The question is actually denial. You know, when we traced them and when I saw them where they kept her hidden, we are not convinced that she had Ebola. They chased us away.
Saying what?
They said she doesn't have Ebola. They denied and they just did not believe that she had Ebola. That sends a very dangerous message out there. If you have people denying that the disease exists to the extent of cutting a patient away, it is a real public health danger. It is a challenge, actually, and I feel bad about the whole episode.
Dr. Cisse and many others say global assistance is needed to help Sierra Leone and its neighbours control the Ebola outbreak in the region. Ophebia Quist-Arkton, NPR News, Freetown.